Title: Automating Utility With for Jungle Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the simplest, most effective sounds like a real jungle tune moves in Ableton Live, automating stereo width using the utility device. In jungle and drum and bass, width equals energy. The track feels like it's breathing, tight and focused when the groove needs to punch, then suddenly wider on fills, transitions, and atmosphere, so everything feels like it's lifting off the floor. And the best part is, we can get that movement without complicated stereo plugins and without destroying mono compatibility. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean, repeatable system, a tight, mono-safe core for kick, snare body, and sub, and controlled widening automation on the break, hats, and pads or FX, especially around fills and section changes. Let's set up a quick session so we're all looking at the same kind of layout. Create 4 tracks or use what you already have. First, a drums, break track. That's where you drop your break loop. Amen, think, hot pants, anything. Second, drums, one shots. This is your kick and snare reinforcement, like a drum rock or auto hits layered under the break. Third, bass. Any sub works. Operator is perfect for this. Fourth, music slash FX, pads, stabs, atmospheres, risers, whatever's giving your tune space and character. Here's the mindset for the whole lesson. We're going to automate width on the layers that can handle width, and we'll keep the stuff that must hit hard and translate in a club dead solid in the center. Now let's talk about what utility width actually does. In plain language, on any track, go to audio effects and drop in utility. You'll see width. At 0%, you're in mono, center only. At 100%, you're at the original stereo image of the sound. Above 100%, you're exaggerating the stereo difference. This can sound huge, but if you live up there too long, or you do it on the wrong sounds, you can get phase issues and things can vanish in mono. Two other utility controls you should keep in your head: bass mono, which lets you force the low end into mono below a chosen frequency, and gain, which is important because width changes can feel like loudness changes even if the meters don't jump much. Your ears perceive it differently. Cool. Step 1, that's basically non-negotiable in drum and bass. Lock your low end. On your bass track, add utility. Set width to 0%. Full mono for the sub. If your bass sound has stereo content, turn on bass mono and set it around 120 Hz as a starting point. That means everything under 120 stays centered and stable, while higher parts can still have character. Now on drums, one shots, especially if this is your kick and snare body layer, add utility too. Set width somewhere like 0 to 30%. You're not trying to make the kick wide, you're trying to make it hit like a nail in the center. Quick coaching note, if you only remember one rule from this lesson, remember this. Low equals center, high equals movement. If the low mids, like roughly 150 to 500 Hz, start swinging wide, things get cloudy fast. Now we give the break some controlled stereo. On the drums, break track, add utility. Start the width around 70 to 100%. The right number depends on the break. Some breaks are already wide, some are basically mono. I recommend one simple chain here before we automate anything. Put an EQ8 before utility and roll off rumble. Try a high pass around 30 to 60 Hz. Use your ears. We're not trying to remove the body, just stop useless low junk from messing with your headroom. Optionally, after utility, you can add glue compressor to press the break a bit. Keep it gentle. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto and aim for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is optional, but it can make a break feel more glued and forward. Now the main technique, automating width in arrangement view. Go to arrangement view and press it to show automation lanes. On the break track, choose utility, then width. Here's a simple 16-bar jungle width movement you can steal immediately. Bars 1 through 8, the drop core. Keep it a little tighter, around 60 to 80%. That slight narrowing often makes the break punch harder and feel more direct. Bars 9 through 12, add excitement. Ramp up toward 100 to 120%. This is a classic trick. The groove feels like it speeds up, even though the tempo didn't change. Bars 13 through 16, the fill into transition. Do a brief push, like 130 to 150%, but only for a moment. Then, the important part. Snap it right back to 60 to 80% right on the next downbeat when the drop returns. So the shape is, ramps into fills, hard resets at drop points. That reset is impact. It's like the stereo field punches you in the chest by suddenly becoming focused again. Now let's do hats and shakers, because this is where width can create that rolling forward momentum without wrecking the mix. on your hats or shakers track, add utility, set the starting width around 120%. Instead of doing huge moves, automate small movement over time, like 110 to 140% over 4 or 8 bars. Keep it subtle. If you hear wow stereo effect, it's probably too much. If you just feel the groove get more alive, that's perfect. If your hat starts sounding washy or your stereo field feels messy, here's a quick fix. Put auto filter before utility high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. That keeps the width mostly in the top end where it behaves better. Extra variation you can try once the basic ramp feels good. Micro wobble automation. Instead of one long ramp, do tiny steps every bar, like 120 to 128 to 122 to 130, repeating. Small changes read like groove. Big changes read like an effect. Now let's widen pads and atmos, because this is where transitions get that bloom. On the music slash effects track, add utility. Start at around 80 to 100%. In a breakdown or a transition, push it wider, like 140 to 170%. Then right before the drop, slam it down to maybe 70 to 90%. This is the pre-drop squeeze trick. This audio version is shortened for playback.